I love that hymn. It always reminds me of Little Women. Anybody seen that? Tonight we're going to think about beauty. Beauty in general is considered kind of icing on the cake, an added extra. We could probably live without beauty, I guess. It doesn't put food in our bellies or roofs over our heads. But even in those basic things of life, we are often treated to the added value of beauty. Who isn't looking forward tomorrow to a beautifully presented, delicious meal? Last year, when Linda, who's my mother-in-law, took that turkey out of the oven, I could have fainted at how beautiful it was. It was gorgeous. Foodies, we have a lot of those today, they remind us that we sometimes eat with our eyes before our mouth, that it's nice when food is beautiful as well as delicious. And as for the roof over our heads, we certainly don't need there to be literally thousands of selections of roofing materials, different shades and colors and textures of shingles. There are major industries that provide roofing material, all equally good at keeping out the weather. But they're provided in a variety that makes even asphalt shingles, of all things, a little more beautiful. We're treated, even as we protect ourselves from the cruelty of nature, to beauty. When we thank God for the beauty of the earth, we begin by thanking God for all the things that underlie the beauty. At my house, prayers often are offered up every night by me and my family for our home, for food, for cars, for our family. We thank God for the necessary things of life. And Martin Luther once summed those up in a pretty comprehensive list. We thank God for food and shelter, home and family, daily work, and all we need from day to day. It's a pretty good summary. Those are the things that we need to exist. But God goes beyond what we need. Did you hear the words from the Genesis reading? As God was creating, he wasn't just throwing things together to make an adequate earth. In fact, as God went through the days of creation, he called all his results good. He didn't even say good enough or okay. He said good, special, more than enough, beautiful. What have been some sights or experiences in your life that have reminded you of God's beautiful earth? I'm going to have a little audience participation tonight. Maybe I should have warned you. If you're an introvert, don't panic. You can just think about it to yourself if you want. But I invite you to turn to a neighbor and just share an experience of God's beauty that has made you aware of God's presence as your creator. Could be beautiful fall leaves or a beautiful sunset, your favorite beach, or the beauty of Lake Michigan. So think about that, and I will give you like 1 minute, and you have to promise to stop talking when I call the time, okay? So take a moment and turn to a neighbor and share some of God's beauty you've seen. All right. Thank you for sharing. I'd love to hear what you shared, but you'll have to tell me later. But let's just say thank you to God for this beautiful world that God has made for us to enjoy. One thing that God's made that's beautiful and amazing is something that I bet most of us take for granted every day, which is our bodies. I'll be the first to admit it's hard to appreciate my body much of the time because when I look at it, I only see its flaws. Our world has trained us, especially us women, to see our flaws. But our bodies are still amazing, even if they're flawed, and they are gifts from God. This week in our staff meeting, Pastor Paul shared our prayer, and he's a great prayer, isn't he? In the prayer, he said something that really struck me. He prayed, "Lord, make us thankful for the blessings we don't always see." My health and my body would be near the top of that list for me. So turn again to your neighbor. Take a little time to think, what are some amazing things your body has done for you? Share stories of things that maybe they don't know about you. Maybe you were a great athlete in high school. Maybe you won a medal or an award, or you met a goal one time, a race. So take a moment to share those stories, and I'll call you back to attention. All right. So one thing your body has done that's great is bring you here tonight, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the gift of our bodies that allows us to be on this earth and be in community together with each other and with Christ. And we also have a gift, and this is the last one, I promise, of relationship that we have with others. Loving and being loved are essential to being human. God showed us that from the beginning when he created Adam, and he said, it is not good for man to be alone. We're meant to be in relationships with others. We're made to be that way. So who are some people that God has gifted you with in your life? Could be a family member, could be a special teacher or friend or coworker. So take one last moment and share a little bit about a relationship that God has blessed you with. All right, are we done? We done? About done? All right, you can continue the conversation over pie. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you, God, for all these relationships that have enriched our lives and showed us the beauty of relationship. Now, we couldn't have a Thanksgiving service if we didn't focus on the beautiful gift of God's amazing grace. It is God's most precious gift, made obvious, made human in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He came to earth, born as a baby in Bethlehem, and that was pure grace. His teaching and his healing were grace. His sacrifice on the cross was grace. His rising from the tomb and opening eternity to us all was grace. God's amazing grace was evident in Jesus, but we also know it through God's word. The entire Bible is a story of God's grace and God's love for us in our lives. It's a beautiful story. Even the crude parts, like where the manger and the cruel cross become things of beauty because they hold Christ. Christ touches them, and they are made beautiful. Just as when Christ touches us, we are made beautiful in God's eyes too. We don't really need to share those stories of God's amazing grace right now, because this is the place where we always tell that story, where we gather at the cross, at the font, at the table. Even we gather to hear wedding vows, or we gather for a funeral. We hear that beautiful story of grace through our whole lives. It's a never-ending story. So I encourage you, as you go out this week, to look for beauty in your life. Look for it in the earth, in yourself, in your loving relationships, and in the grace that we know through Jesus. And then live your life reflecting that beauty. In the next days, be full of God's grace. Be graceful, full to overflowing with the grace God has given you. Graceful people are beautiful people. So live gracefully in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and graceful, beautiful Savior. Amen.